We've all been there. You're driving along. The thoughts in your mind are weaving in and out as you wind through traffic. When all of a sudden you're jolted back to reality by a siren and flashing lights in your rearview mirror. As you pull over, you try to imagine, was it your speed, a missed stop sign, or maybe an expired registration? But has that experience ever ended with the police officer showing you grace and letting you off with just a warning? Has someone recently shown you a bit of sympathy and compassion? Well, I pray this meditation from Psalms chapter 103 will help you become more mindful of the constant showering of divine grace coming from your Heavenly Father, aware of the gift of His tender, loving compassion. So to begin your time of meditation, settle into this place of holy retreat. Surrender your pride and concede to divine care. Notice your eyes moving from open through a soft gaze into finally shut. Notice your breathing. And start to become mindful of the tender, loving compassion of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Hebrews chapter 12. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. But Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. Afterward, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness and right standing with God. So, Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. Afterward, it yields a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. So, Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. Spend a few moments now being mindful of times you've experienced God's grace, mercy, and compassion. Our mind easily drifts to those moments when we weren't let off with a warning, when we did get that ticket and paid a fine. When have you recently felt the cruel sting of the world? When has the world treated you with callous disregard? Now turn the tables once again. When have you been merciless to another? Has there been someone you've encountered along the way that you met with indifference rather than compassion? For now, let the feelings and names rise to the surface. Just note them for a moment and release them into the hands of God, the God of forgiveness and compassion. Now turn your focus away from past pain to present compassion. Center on the good around you. Center on awareness of God's compassion in and around you. And whisper, Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. Settle on the word compassion as your centering prayer. Center two on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Take one deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And then slowly exhale. Several times. Each quick inhale brings comfort. Each slow exhale releases indifference. As you inhale and exhale, meditate on God's gift of tender, loving care and compassion. Relax here for another moment, breathing and contemplating on God's compassion. Don't be surprised if your mind drifts to times of apathy. Celebrate those as reminders to center back on your breathing and silently whisper, Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 103, verse 13, from the New Living Translation. Imagine this as King David's personal reflection for your present situation. My dear friend in the faith, I know more than most how callous and merciless the world can be, but remember that the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. What came into focus? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this Bible passage. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. What became even more clear in this second reading? May the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen to it from the New International Version. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. But then the wind blows over it, and it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. How did you relate to this passage personally? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, allow the narrative to settle in a way that transcends words. Listen once again from the New International Reader's Version. A father is tender and kind to his children. In the same way, the Lord is tender and kind to those who have respect for him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What are you longing for in your relationship with God? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He's available to you, so take that minute now. Pause if you need more time. But appeal to him now in your way and in your words. This may be a difficult passage for you. You may have an earthly father who never showed compassion, or you may be in an extended season of feeling no mercy or sympathy from the world. We'll return to the extended passage for a moment and how the things of the earth are like dust. The wind blows over it and it's gone. Its place remembered no more. Using your divine imagination and creativity for a moment, I want you to see the cruel dust of the world in your hands, and now, blow it away. Take a minute now to center on the everlasting to everlasting compassion that remains. Take this minute to center on the Lord's love and His righteousness. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful on the gift of God's compassion, celebrating the gift of His everlasting tender care. And as you experience His comfort, be aware once again of someone you may meet along the path that's in need of care. How might God use you to bring His compassion to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, that even though the world can be callous and cruel, remember that the Lord is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. May you know the tenderness of Christ, the mercy of the Holy Spirit, and the compassion of God now and always. So when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or nightfall, or those countless moments in between, whisper, Lord God, thank you for your tender compassion. Mindful of the gifts of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.